Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in Psalm 89. And in that psalm, the psalm writer Ethan writes that he will worship in a hard season because of the covenant God made with David. And then Ethan moves from the earthly realm to the heavenly. You'll notice in verse 4 that little word out to the side, Selah, which we don't really know the extent of the full meaning of that word, but there's a pause in the action. And it's as if Ethan takes that pause and he begins to ponder the greatness of the covenant and then realize it was the greatness of God who established the covenant. And he lifts his eyes to the heavens and he notices the majesty of God as he calls on all of creation, holy ones and heavenly beings, to worship God. And then he talks about the mightiness of God, that God has the ability to rule the raging sea and to crush Rahab, which was a sea creature. And he calls on the mountains to praise God. And so we see the majesty and might of God in his ability to create and rule over his own creation. So surely we can trust him to fulfill his promises. So if you're in a hard season right now, take a page out of Ethan's book and lift your eyes and consider the stars and how they shine, that God created them and rules over them still today as he still to this day fulfills his promises to his children. As you pray today, please remember Stan and Donna Scroggins, our Asia Pacific coordinators, and also remember the Chaga Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.